the grant was awarded to us to work on the initiative that we are defined as the Do Right Healthy Corner Store Network. We have piloted a initiative replicated off of the Philadelphia Food Trust successful Healthy Corner Store Network, where they were able to convert over 600 stores, small stores, you know, these convenience stores, the mini marts that you see in many underserved neighborhoods that don't have much healthy food options. But what we'll be doing is working with the owners of those stores along with the folks in the community to convert those stores to healthy corner store networks.
So is the money going to go to help the stores make that conversion, or what
exactly? The funds go to help those stores make the conversion, not only what's done physically inside the store and then what's offered in the store, but also working with that store owner to teach them how to look at the healthier option, how to purchase that healthier option, how to really begin to foster a store setting that has a healthier climate, that is really focused on providing healthy snack options, healthy fruit drink, healthy drink options from, you know, instead of just offering whole milk, maybe offering 1% milk as an option, skim milk. But it's not a partnership by itself. You know, it's a partnership with that owner where we're equipping them with more tools, knowledge, an understanding of what they can offer, how to offer it, how to market it, from doing taste testings to having neighborhood chefs or folks come in and actually prepare a healthy vegetable option so that people can begin to see those things that are offered, how they can actually be prepared. The process of changing lifestyles that may have existed particularly for a long time is that it's going to take education. So while we're educating the owner and teaching them how to merchandise differently, how to change their shelving so that when people come into some of the corner stores right now, the first option up front is unhealthy. You know, candy and chips and sweetened beverages. What we want to get to is when you start walking in the stores that are part of the Healthy Corner Store Network, our Do Right Network, the first thing that they see is going to be the healthier option.
What are these stores and where are they located?
Well, there are three stores that are part of our pilot. So they are at different phases of the conversion process. And Lexington Market is a store, Tony's Avondale Mart on Reading Road, and Dollar Value on Reading Road in the Avondale Town Center. These three stores have been a part of the pilot. They are not through the full conversion, but they have begun the first steps of us coming in and doing a baseline assessment of what they already have in their store, and then working with them to look at the shopping patterns of their customer to determine new healthy menu item selections that we can continue to test, change, and expand upon over time.
Renee Mahaffey-Harris says the Center for Closing the Health Gap's goal is to bring more full-service supermarkets to what she calls food deserts in Cincinnati's inner city. I'm Steve Hirschberg.